Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee Belong, right here on Radio Pulpit. With me on the line today, I have a powerful woman of God who's an entrepreneur, an author, a powerhouse with an incredible testimony. Her name is Leanne Hill. Leanne, thank you so much for joining me on Elevated today. How are you?
Good morning, Jenna. Hi, listeners. Thank you so much. I'm very well. Thank you for having me this morning.
Now, I mentioned just a little bit of who you are to our listeners, but if you were to introduce yourself to our listeners today, tell us a bit about you. Who are you? What is it that you do? What has the Lord laid on your heart for the season, your purpose that you are walking in?
Firstly, I'm a woman of many hats. So, firstly, I'm a daughter of the King, and I love Jesus explicitly with all my heart and all my being. And I consult him in everything that I do, in every season, in everything that I do. Then I am the wife to John for the past 16 years. I'm happily married. It will actually be our anniversary in July. And I have two beautiful children, Joshua, a boy, and then I have a daughter, Faith Joy Shiloh Hill. And I also have a publishing company. And in the season, the Lord just said to me, have faith, have faith. Have faith in me. Have immense faith to see me do the impossible in your life and the lives of others.
Oh, glory to God. That's incredible. I can't wait for us to get a little bit more into your publishing company as well. But I want you to take us back to Leanne as she was growing up. You have shared, and you openly share, that you have a challenging past. You've been through quite a lot. Please, if you're comfortable, share a little bit of that testimony with us.
So, yes, growing up, I was faced with a lot of adversity, a lot of challenges as I grew up with a lot of abuse, and my parents got divorced, and I actually became very gothic as a teenager because of everything that was happening. And I said to the Lord, but God, if you are love, why are you letting this happen? But in growing, I realized that it is not him. You know, I was young, I was uneducated, I didn't know much. You know how it goes when you are young. So I went through quite a lot, and I've overcome substance abuse, a lot of miscarriage up until today, where God has really done a work of reconciliation in my life.
I want you to walk us through that walk of reconciliation, the work of reconciliation and restoration that God has done in your life. You speak about the past being gothic, you speak about substance abuse. Where was the turnaround for you? And maybe you can take us to one of the most difficult seasons in your life during the time of substance abuse. What do you remember about it, and how did God get you through it?
I think basically it was when my parents got divorced and we were moving to a different province. And I didn't quite understand a lot of things, but I held on to my faith because God explicitly always told me my anchor is in him. My anchor is in him, and he will always be with me if I only trust in him. So yes, I've gone through a lot of darkness, and it's really, I went to rehab, and I actually went through a lot of things. It's in my book, so it's a must read book. What is your driving force? You cannot be fear, where the Lord actually said to me, choose life and choose faith and see where I will take you in this.
Let me ask you about being gothic. You're saying that you are very goth. For parents who might be listening, or people who are listening who don't really understand much about that life, the gothic life, tell us about that. What did you experience?
So
What did you
you
see?
basically you got basically where we have discernment, right, Jenna? So it means we have discernment now that God shows us this and it gives us clarity and revelations over situations. So in the dark side of life, you will use that basically to be a spiritual medium, or you would be psychic, or a gothic person, or basically paint. Everything will be black. They will wear black clothes. They will paint their nails black. They do not believe in God, and they also do not believe that God is love, right? They believe they it's almost like a form of Satanism, if I can put it that way, because you really just, I was in black magic, white magic, and all of those things, but God really did a great work of restoration in my life to where I am today.
When you say you were in black magic, all of that, just how deep in did you go, Leanne? How deep into?
I went to, it's actually amazing because at the moment I'm writing a book of a person that became a Christian in a Sangoma's house, right? So I used to go to spiritual feasts and things like that. But now I understand that we have the gift, we have the fruits of the spirit, we also have discernment. So it's how you apply what you have, basically.
I hear you. It's how you apply the gift. Like some people would have
Yeah,
a prophetic
yeah,
gift, and I understand completely what you are saying. And then the substance abuse that you are talking about, you mentioning that you went to a drug rehab. Tell us about that. How did you first get into substance abuse? What were you using?
you're asking me if I used a variety of things, but yes, I was using anything from rocks to cocaine to the word's failing me. I started with smoking as a child, you know, and then you lose the niche for a thing. But you know how faithful God was in this journey. So my godparents actually had me at their house, and they say, you know, God is very specific in what he does with a person and how he does it. So that night when I overdosed, I was with my parents. And they never preached to me, they never forced me, they just said to me, you've got a choice. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't force a person into doing things that you don't want to do. So my godmother's sister basically said to me, Leanne, you've got a choice. It's entirely up to you what you choose today. It is, you either choose life, Deuteronomy says, you the choice of death and life is with you. So you can choose. I chose that day, my life. And God reconstructed that life up until today because I chose a life above death. Because I almost died that night, I overdosed. And if they didn't get me that moment and knew certain things, and that was only the Holy Spirit's guidance with them and divine connection and divine people and structuring the way he did it. Because did my godparents not know where the hospital was, or was I not with them? I'm sure today I would not have been here. But the hand of God, he's very faithful.
Amen.
You know that, and I
Amen.
he's very faithful in everything that he does and how he's a very specific God as well. He nothing in this life, oh, but it's coincidental. Nothing happens coincidental. Everything that happens with us happens by his divine purpose.
Amen. Amen. I want to ask you, what would your advice be for somebody who's really struggling to break the cycle of addiction? You mentioned some of the painful past that you went through, even as a child, that led to that situation. And many people can identify with that. Many people have gone through it and then find themselves in a place where they are now addicted to drugs. Let's not even take it that far and say perhaps they're using the hardcore street drugs, but it can be sleeping tablets. It can be painkillers. Some people are addicted to painkillers and they just can't break that cycle. From your experience walking in freedom, what's your advice to them?
I would say, and You see, if I didn't go through that experience of near death, I wouldn't say everybody needs to have a near death experience. But, and I know everybody's situation is not the same, because there's people that grows up in much abuse, I can relate to that, much poverty, different situations and different reasons why they get addicted. It's also sometimes genetic, believe it or not. We can go do the research about it. It's not even funny, but and I don't believe in bloodline things, because we are saved by grace, and there's nothing, there's no curse that's got a hold on a person. But the thing is, it's a choice. It's also a will thing. You need to sit and say to yourself, listen, this is where I want to be. And back then I didn't reason like this, but now I reason. You have to sit and think through, do I want to be dead in the next 5 years? What do I want out of my life? Am I of any help to the people around me? What am I causing the people in my life by doing what I'm doing? Yes, it's not always as easy as I'm putting it in this conversation with you, Gina, but it's just sometimes a life choice. You need to make that life choice and believe that if God can elevate, He will definitely elevate you to a different place, because addiction is a stronghold. It's a spirit. Addiction is like alcohol. It's Galatians 5 verse 22, 19 to 22. I'm not sure. Please just correct me if I'm wrong. It says the spirits of the flesh is the debauchery. Addiction is one of them, because alcohol is part of substance abuse. Has got many forms. So now you're smoking, it's addiction. Now you're drinking, it's addiction. Now you're using drugs, it's addiction. Now you a lot of things is addiction. So it only depends what you're addicted to, but I would say it's a life choice. It's very much a life choice. And pray, God can deliver any person if they just put their lives in their hands, and He can give them true freedom.
Leanne, you have a multi-layered testimony. You are actually a great example of perseverance and persistence and faith in God. But you have another testimony around one of your children. Please share that with us.
So years later, delivered, free, set free, very much happily married. I had my son. He's 12 years old now. At the time, he was 10 years old. The Lord decided that He was gonna give me a little girl. Unexpected, my children has a 10 years difference to one another. So in 2023, in February, my pregnancy to start with was very difficult, because at the beginning, the doctor said to us, Mr. Hill, your daughter unfortunately is going to have Down syndrome, because she measured out for spina fever. She had water in her brain and everything else. And they actually asked me during the process if I wanted to abort her. And I just went quiet and I said to the Lord, let your will be done. I decide to keep, she's my gift. I love my kids explicitly. They've changed my whole life. My world revolves around my kids. To fast forward, I gave birth the 3rd of February, but what happened that day was nothing short of a miracle. And what God can do, He can make the impossible possible. So I had placental abruption at birth, and I didn't know much about this condition, and I wasn't realizing that I can lead to death, because I had it in the worst grade of placental abruption. And it was like a movie that day that happened in front of me. And really, really, God it is, and in everything, like I said, God is so specific in what He does. And my daughter was dead for 9 minutes and 40 seconds at birth. At our church, we go to a ministry called 3C, a place that I love very much, a place that I had much to do with me growing and my journey and who I am today, because my spiritual mother, Joy, comes from that church. The second name of my daughter, she's Faith Joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, Shiloh, the perfect peace of God. That is the three names. My daughter didn't have names up until birth, but she was dead for 9 minutes, 40 seconds, and we saw how the Lord resurrected my daughter. But in the first 24 hours, we were told that she were not going to live to see those 24 hours. We saw in a ratio of 3 weeks where a baby of 1.3 kilos became a baby of 1.8 kilos. Their daughters was astounded that this little girl that was dead, that had many, I mean, she had a thyroid problem. She had everything was wrong with her at birth. So we just see how God turned that into an impactful, amazing story of faith. My daughter's name is Faith.
Oh, that is incredible. It's incredible. And I'm just in awe. As you said, the doctors were in disbelief. I'm in awe at what God can do. And how's your little girl doing today?
She's perfect, Jenna. She just turned 2. She adores Minnie and Mickey Mouse, almost like little girls do, you know. And she's busy. Her father says if there was a goal for Dennis the Menace, you know the story, Dennis the Menace, she would be there.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Well, we give God the glory for her
I
life.
mean,
And somewhere in between all of this, you also managed to start a international, I must add, an international publishing company. You've authored so many books. Tell us about that. How did the Lord do that?
oh, Jenna. So as a child, I was the proverbial, I would hope that's the right word, says the publisher, the nerd, because I used to wear specs as of we were in Sabi that time. It's now called Grade 2.
A
Sabi's
B,
Grade 2,
that's right.
yes. And I had this love for reading. And my favorite place in break time, believe it or not, was not the field where all the children would play on, you know, kids. It would be the library. I had this love for reading and books, and but never did I think, you know, 38 years later, 30, I'm giving away my age. I shouldn't do that.
We did the calculations,
30,
and as you were saying
37
that,
years later, what the Lord will do, because I was actually a library prefect in school and I would read books with pages. I'm not saying little books, books with pages. And 2021, 2022, I had a conversation with the Lord, and prayer is a powerful, very, very powerful weapon that we as Christians have to our disposal, right? And I said to the Lord, Lord, if this is for me, you will let it work. If it's, this is just out of me, if it's a phase, you know, children go through phases, adults too, then you take it away. Please take it. And 2021, I wrote my autobiography titled, What is Your Driving Force? You Cannot Be Driven by Fear. See, the opposite of faith. Never did I know this journey is going to come to where it is today, where the core verse of this book was, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. Never did I know at that time when I chose this title that God needs to be your driving force and that you do not have to fear, because the perfect love of God casts out all fear. Did I know that I'm going to end up with 30 plus books, right, for a doctor in Dubai? He wrote Dr. Marcel works for the Sheikh, who's in health and safety. He wrote book, The Empirical Design, is in safety management. So he wrote a whole series that people can go get on Amazon. That is basically where I like most of the books, and I'm on LinkedIn as well. But he wrote an astronomical, phenomenal series about that. And then I've done poetry collections. I've done other autobiographies of a psychologist. It's really how God connected people. I've done five of my own books. What is your driving force? You cannot be driven by fear. I've done Satan, it shall be, a prophetic book. They call me Deborah. God is really amazing when he said, Leanne, you will be the voice for other people. That voice for other people. And then I wrote Slap Chips and Snook,
Oh,
A
wow.
Gesonde Huwelik en Seks Lewe, Dis Mos Lekker Jaar. So it's an Afrikaans book with a bit of a take on I'm the Cape Townian girl, my guy that time. He's not so much a seafood lover, and how people are different, and when you are married, you need to have a tripod relationship where there's respect, love, and all of those things else, the tripod won't stand up. And then it shows how you can make the marriage interesting again and overcome divorce. And then I wrote two children's books, in which the cartoon character is my son on the cover page. It is about Christmas and Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, Easter. It's about the Tooth Fairy and the Tooth Mouse. And then I do translations, dissertations, rewrites, audiobooks. I do personalized items like diaries. I do a wide, wide, wide variety of things. So it just depends on what my client actually needs. Yeah, God is just really, really, I've just finished a book, like I told you earlier. I said to my husband how God, this opus is a flagstaff. It's like a
A braid.
something that
Like
intertwines
a cook
the,
sister, yeah.
it's what you, something that goes, flows the whole time. That's what I want to say. It flows the whole time. Because the previous book I wrote was for a pastor about spiritual warfare and restoration in marriage. And yeah, this book about a guy that grew up with ancestral, you know, it maybe works in that culture where you cannot contest certain things because they've got elders and they needed to have respect. And it's very, very powerful if you look at where they were and where they came to. And it's, I said to my husband, sure, how these things come together. And Hebrews to me this morning, also faith. That's what I wanted. In his book, he says faith. It's a journey of faith. I never read that up until I spoke to when I sent the message to you. I never knew that this was how intertwined. I never realized how these things are so intertwined and how God confirmed my testimony now.
Oh, glory to God. Well, I'm so excited because I know somebody's listening and they are inspired by your story. If you were to give a young Christian entrepreneur just 3 steps on how to start an international business, what would your three tips, let's call it tips, your three tips to our listeners who want to start an international business quickly?
So, with life being so fast track, I would say planning and timekeeping, time management is key. You cannot not have a diary. You cannot not have a schedule. You cannot not have a plan. Because, do believe me, if you don't plan, someone else is going to plan your time for you. So, essentially, I would say timekeeping, planning. And also, you must have a vision. As a Christian woman or guy, you need to have a dream. You need to have a vision. And to put that dream and vision in effect, you need to start applying it. You need to have some kind of structure around that vision and that dream that you have. The dream is just a dream until you apply it and put it in effect or have some kind of plan around it for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or whatever time frame you have around it. So I would say timekeeping, having a diary scheduled, a planning, and then obviously putting your dream and your vision into effect by applying it.
Well, I want to thank you so much for sharing some of your testimony with us today. I know there's much more that you could have shared, but as you said, it's available in your book. Go out and get the book. And so for people, Leanne, who would like to support you, get your book, reach you, follow your testimony, follow your story, how do we do that?
All right, so anyone can contact me on my cell phone. That is how I do my pre-orders. Can I give my number, Jenna? Am I
Yes,
allowed to do that? My cell phone number is 066-206-4208. Then we also have a ample social media platform, so you can connect to me on Facebook, Leanne Hill. The spelling of my name, though, I would think is the tricky part because it's LEIGH hyphen capital ANNE, and my surname is not the heel on the foot, it's over the heel, HILL. So you can connect to me on Facebook, you can connect to me on LinkedIn. I am on Twitter, Lee Bowley. I'm on Instagram, Leel. Leel, LEIGHHILL 2908. You can contact me, like I said, on 0662064208. And I'm also on Twitter, but the handle for me on Twitter, I don't know why I always forget it. It's at LEIGHANNE. And then the last word, I think you're going to hear a bit of a sound now. Sorry,
It's
forgive me.
okay.
Forgive
It's
me. But it
okay.
is Leanne129.
There we go. Leanne129 on what used to be Twitter. These days it's called
TikTok.
X. Oh, TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok. Excuse me. TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok. Who? All these social media platforms just has.
No, I'm with you.
Thank you so much. Listen, Leanne, as we conclude, what message do you want to leave with our listeners? If they forget everything else you said today, what message do you want to leave with them?
Yeah. Powerful question that. That always, always, always to look up. Trust in Jesus. Look at him as the beginner and the ender of your faith, the author and the beginner of your faith. Look up because someone taught me if you look down to your feet, you will always stumble. If you look and you walk and you look to the ground, you will always stumble. But I want to leave this last piece with the listeners. Always believe that he can do it. He is the great I am. And on the cross, he said that it is finished, it is done, it is completed, it has been overcome. You can overcome. The impossible is possible.
Amen. The impossible is possible. And once again, bye bye, thank you for your date. I really do appreciate it, and I hope that you and everybody will have a blessed rest of the week and the rest of the year. It's going to be a big year for us as Christians as we continue to
Amen.
dominate. We continue to dominate
Amen.
for the kingdom. I appreciate your time. Stay with us right here on Radio Pulpit. I'll be right back.